In September 2000, Alonzo Mourning was living the dream.
What a rejection by Alonzo Mourning, number two in the NBA.
He was one of the world's best basketball players, an NBA All-Star. He was named the league's Defensive Player of the Year. And just after winning a gold medal at the Summer Olympics in Sydney, Australia, Mourning flew home to the States to witness the birth of his second child. Suddenly, one phone call turned the thrill into agony. The muscular 6'10" All-Star was diagnosed with a rare, life-threatening kidney disease. Alonzo Mourning had a transplant and has made a full recovery. Now he's written a new memoir about the obstacles he had to overcome on his road back to the NBA. It's called Resilience. Alonzo Mourning joins us from member station WHRV in Norfolk, Virginia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
When you got the phone call from the doctor and had the diagnosis of, and I'm going to try to pronounce it here, focal glomerulosclerosis.
You know what? You sound like I sounded when I first heard it. That's quite all right. You did a whole lot better than I did.
When you
focal glomerulosclerosis.
Okay. Focal glomerulosclerosis. Yeah, never mind. You said
you
it right.
You got it.
Well, I mean, here you are at the top of the world, and all of a sudden you were told that you had to retire immediately and you needed another kidney or you might very well die. What was your reaction?
Well, I was shocked. It was very deflating because I was riding a high at that particular time. It humbled me and helped me realize that, okay, let's get out of this superhero mentality that I've had all these years and overcoming, just wrapping it up, put a Band-Aid on it, ice it, and I can get back out there and play or take a pill. Let's get to the reality of this whole thing that I'm going to need a transplant sometime down the road. But not one time did I feel sorry for myself. I didn't say why me. I said, why now?
Hmm. Were you more afraid of the retirement or the death sentence?
You know what? This is what I asked the doctor. I asked him three things. I said, am I going to die? Is there a cure? And am I going to be able to play ball again? I put together a team of individuals that I trusted, and those individuals found the best kidney doctor in the country by the name of Gerald Appel. And we took extreme measures on what was going to be the next step, and it was the oral regimen. When I first picked up my medicines from the drugstore, and I asked the clerk, I said, by the way, how much are these meds? How much would it cost for somebody to come here and pick up, you know, a month's supply of these meds? They said it cost a little over $1,000. I took that opportunity to solicit dollars from my colleagues, coaches in the league during that All-Star game, and we solicited about $1.1 million, and I matched it dollar for dollar and started the Zoes Fund for Life Foundation, which helped people who couldn't afford the medicines. You know, so I found extreme satisfaction in that, and knowing that, you know, through my adversity, there were good things coming about.
You waited 3 years for a kidney.
Part
of the reason why is because finding a kidney that would work for you. I mean, you know, 6'10", 255 pounds, and, you know, all muscle.
Yeah, it was kind of difficult, and resilience is a word that embodies so many different qualities of never giving up, fighting, pushing forward, doing everything necessary to succeed.
You were resilient from the time that you were, I'm going to put an age on it, 10. Your parents were married, were 19 when you were born. The marriage fell apart. And you actually checked yourself into a group home. You were given the right to leave your parents. And you later went into foster care and met a woman by the name of Mrs. Fanny Threet, who you call Mom. She's someone who raised 49 kids. And I mean, given the fact that you were 10 years old and you were making these life-changing decisions for yourself.
Well, I took a leap of faith. You know, I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew that the situation that my parents were in, and I didn't want to have to choose, you know, because I loved them both, and I didn't want to choose sides with my parents. So eventually, through social services, they try to find families for kids. I happened to fall in the hands of Miss Fanny Threet. She's an amazing woman. She taught me about just how to be a man, using faith as a crutch and as a tool to get through the tough times in your life, you know, and the power of prayer. She also taught me, you know, the importance of giving, because she's a very giving individual. And all those particular things rubbed off on me. And I carry all of those qualities with me.
You know, Alonzo, I mean, for you to talk to me, you know, for, you know, 7 minutes straight is kind of not what one would expect from you. You used to be a man of very few words after basketball games. And you wrote, I mean, back in your childhood, you said, trust is a luxury. You know, you would be wary of everyone. And it was a personality trait you carried for years and in many ways defined the public's perception of me deep into my playing career. Do you find now, with your new life and your continuing career, that you have become more gregarious a person?
I do. You know, I think my voice overall and my experience overall are powerful. And I think that I'm able to change the mentality and approach of people just through me opening up and sharing with individuals my story. And that's why I created my memoir. And it wasn't about me. I created this memoir because I felt like it was going to help people. And in essence, you know, through the sale of every book, part of the proceeds go towards kidney research. You know, I mean, not just the words are life changing. You know, but just the sale of the book is going to be life changing as well. You know, so in every adversity, there's a seed of equivalent benefit. Tough times don't last for long, but tough people do.
Alonzo Mourning's memoir, Resilience, Faith, Focus, Triumph, has just been published. He spoke to us from member station WHRV in Norfolk, Virginia. Thank you, and all the best of luck to you.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
To read an excerpt of Alonzo Mourning's memoir, go to our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.